Hey, this is Q back inside the Q box. I'm going to be talking to you today about problems. For some reason, most people think that once you get more money in your life, that your problems are going to suddenly and miraculously be erased. They think that, you know, you become a multi-billionaire, you get all this money, life is so great, and all your problems are gone. They can be, I mean, that's so far from the truth. It really is. Actually, the more money you get, the more problems you're going to have. It's not going to erase your problems. You're just going to get a better set of problems. You know, money allows you to arrive at your problems in style. You know, you can pull up in your $350,000 Mercedes Maybach limousine to handle your problem, but you're going to have problems. You're actually going to have more problems. I want you to think about this. Imagine the responsibility and the problems that a guy or a lady has who owns an airline. Think about that. If you owned an airline, you got 50, 60, 70,000 people working for you that you are responsible for. You got to pay these people every week. Think about meeting that payroll every week for 50, 60, or 70,000 people. Imagine a problem in meeting that payroll. Imagine a problem when you got to buy gas for your planes. Can you imagine the bills for buying gas for your airplanes, for your entire airline? Okay, think about buying planes. The price tag on buying planes for your airline. Think about taxes. Think about all of the accountants that you got to have. Think about shooting commercials for your airline. I want you to think about all of this responsibility. And people who own airlines, they're in a billion-dollar bracket. So, again, I want to ask you, do you think you're not going to have any problems? You think that you're actually not going to have any problems at that stage, even though you're in a billion-dollar bracket. Think about when you're in that dollar bracket, you now have to worry about protecting your money, because now when you become a big shot, you know, you're a target. Now, hey, somebody slips and falls, you know, near the baggage claim area, all right, where the bags come down for your airline, and they want to sue you. Think about that. Now you got to worry about protecting your money. You got to worry about growing your money. You got to worry about protecting that money for your heirs that you're going to leave the money behind to. You got to worry about lawsuits. You got to worry about insurance. There's so much that comes along with having more money, and the reason why, again, the more money you have, the more you accumulate. The more you accumulate, the more responsibility you have. You know, you got a lot of money, you say, hey, I got a home here, but guess what? I want a home in the Caribbean, you know? I want a home in L.A. I want a home here and there because I'm flying all over the place. I need a home in each place I go to. Think about that. You got a few homes. You got to have a staff to take care of them when you're not there, right? Bills are coming at each place. Who's going to pay them? Need a staff for that. The more money you have, believe me, you're talking to someone who knows firsthand. I mean, I came from welfare. Now I'm so far from that, it's a joke. I have a few homes right now, so I know a little bit about this. The more money you have, the more problems you're going to have. But guess what? I'd rather have those problems of having more money than to have the problems of not having it. And actually, when you think about it, you know, people who are less fortunate actually have less problems. Their problems are really minute in comparison to a person who has a lot of money. Because when you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot. You don't accumulate a lot. Why? Because you can't afford to. The less you have, the less problems you have. The more you have, the more problems you have. The more you accumulate, the more you have to oversee. I mean, that just makes so much sense if you think about it. So when you think that getting more money means that you're not going to have any problems, I got to tell you, firsthand experience, you will have more problems, guaranteed. And I can guarantee you this, in your journey to making big money, I was on the phone with someone last night who told me that they wanted to make $50,000 or $60,000 a month. I said, well, this is the guarantee that I'm going to give you. I can guarantee you that in your journey of getting your $50,000 or $60,000 a month, you are guaranteed to have lots of problems and to lose money. It's guaranteed. There's no millionaire, no billionaire, No trillionaire on the face of the planet who just makes all of this money and does not lose any and does not have any problems. Anyone who's telling you that, they're lying to you. Again, I'm telling you from firsthand experience, more money you have, the more problems you're going to have, the more you're going to accumulate, the more you're going to have to oversee. And your journey to getting big money, you're guaranteed to make mistakes. You're going to lose some money along the way, and you're going to have lots of problems. But the payoff is well worth it. This is Q. Take care.